leading the news this morning, a huge police search continues for a young woman abducted at gunpoint from a refuge in Darwin. Monique Edmondson was taken on Wednesday after two men forced their way in and fired several shots. Now, police believe one of them is her former partner, Joshua Walsh, described as extremely dangerous. Homicide detectives are questioning a man over a fatal stabbing in Melbourne. The body of the woman in her early 20s was found in a park in the city's northwest around 11:30 last night. Mining magnate Gina Rinehart has tried unsuccessfully to sell a third of her shares in Fairfax Media. She has a 15% stake in the company, and there were no takers for shares offered at 50 cents each. That was a cent below yesterday's closing price. The first group of soldiers will fly to Nauru today to begin the job of rebuilding its offshore processing centre. The government's hoping there'll be room for 500 asylum seekers by the end of September. And emergency crews are cleaning up after wild weather in New South Wales. Strong winds brought down around 360 power lines in Sydney and outlying regions. A crane was brought in to remove a fallen tree from a home in Roselands. Now, at the peak of the storm, more than 20,000 homes and businesses were without power.